chapter 13. To Tamil's utter amazement, when all the hares returned to camp, he counted only 11, including Perigord and Rub-a-Dub. The major was amused by the look on his new friend's face.
I can see what you're thinking, laddie buck. Well, let me tell you, the long patrol counts quality high above quantity, what? Here, let me introduce you to our happy band. This is our galloper, Riffle, fleet of paw and faster than the wind. Sergeant Torgok, our walk-in armory, collects weapons, specially blades. These two are Ter and Turry, the terrible twins. Can't tell them apart, eh? Never mind, neither can I. Lieutenant Morio, our quartermaster, can steal a nut from a squirrel's mouth and make him think he's jolly well eaten it. My sister, Captain Twayblade, a charming singer, but rather perilous with that long rapier she carries. The delightful Pasque Valerian, best young medico to come off the mountain. I've seen her fix a butterfly's wing. That chap there's Midge Manycoats. He's our spy, master of disguise and deadly with a noose. Then there's Rockjaw Grang, giant of the north. I bet you've never seen a hare that size in a season's march. That leaves myself, whom you've met, and Corporal Rub-a-Dub, the droll drummer.
Rub-a-Dub smiled widely, clapping his ears together twice and issuing a drum sound so that it looked as if the ears and not his mouth had made the noise.
Boom, boom!
Russa nudged Tammo and, nodding toward Torgok, murmured,
"That un's carrying your blade, mate."
Amid the array of daggers, swords and knives bristling from Torgok's belt, the young hare identified his own weapon, its shoulder belt wound round the blade. Tammo braced himself and faced the hare.
"Beg pardon, no lad, but I rather think that's my dirk you've got."
The sergeant took Tammo's weapon from his belt. Balancing it deftly on his paw, he smiled ruefully.
"I hoped it wouldn't be, young sir. 'Tis a lovely blade. I took it off a vermin who didn't look as if he'd be using it again. You'd best have it back. You don't see knives like this in a line about every day. A proper officer's weapon 'tis. I'd say a badger lord could have made it."
Tammo was about to put on the belt when he suddenly sat down hard on the ground and began shivering. The ache in his head had become overwhelming. The tall, saturnine Lieutenant Morio nodded gloomily at Pasque Valerian and said,
"I'll light a fire and heat some water. You'd best see to that young'un. He's got a touch of battle shock. I recall myself being like that first time I saw serious action."